KQWCNews.com.
This is KQWC FM 95.7 Webster City. Time now, 8:30. Well, hello there. Welcome to another edition of Focus on Health, brought to you each week at this time by our friends at Vandy's Medical Center, where their focus is you, and being joined today with Lori Foster from Vandy's Medical Center. Lori, very good day to you. Happy spring.
Good morning. Good morning to you too, Pat. Yes, on this brisk spring morning.
Yes, it arrived around 10 o'clock last night.
Yes.
And in fact, I was up about that time just to welcome in spring. I don't know why I couldn't get any sleep, but I'm here. I'm here. So.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much. And got someone that was very instrumental in my way last year at this time, Kevin Boltina from 21st Century Rehab, joining us with our special guest today. So we have him along. But Lori, we got a lot of good things going on at Vandy's Medical Center, don't we?
We do. I have several announcements I'd like to share. I did mention previously we'd like to welcome our new general surgeon to Vandy's Medical Center, Dr. Anna Suya Abraham. She practices and treats diseases of the small and large intestine, does colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, laparoscopic and open surgeries, including hernia and gallbladder. She does thyroid surgery, lymph node biopsy, and chemotherapy port placements. And Pat, I have to tell you that I have met Dr. Abraham, and she is delightful. She is such a wonderful addition to our team. If anyone has questions, they can contact the surgery department at 832-7746. And while I'm mentioning that, as I did last week, March is Colorectal Cancer Prevention Month, and 1 in 20 people will develop colorectal cancer. It is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. If you are 45 years or older, talk to your doctor, your primary care provider, about colon cancer screening. Colonoscopy is one of the procedures that Dr. Abraham does, and it really is considered the gold standard for a screening test. Again, if you're someone that's due to have your colonoscopy, you can call that same number to schedule today, and that is 832-7746. We also are excited to welcome some new orthopedic services to our visiting specialty clinic out at the hospital. So beginning March 27th, we will have Dr. Brett Rosenthal joining us. He is a spine specialist, and he will be coming the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. And then we have Dr. Scott Shumway, who is a hand and upper extremity specialist. And he treats all orders of the bones and soft tissues from the fingertips to the elbow. He is coming on Thursday, March 28th, and we'll see patients on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. Both Dr. Rosenthal and Dr. Shumway are with Iowa Ortho in Des Moines. So we're very excited to partner with Iowa Ortho and bring these services here. And really the plan is, starting out with these two specialists, we hope to expand the orthopedic specialist that will be coming to Vandy's Medical Center. So
just a growing place there, Vandy's
Medical
Center.
Yes, it is.
New positions and so forth.
Yes, and it's really interesting because actually several years ago when my middle son was in high school in soccer, he actually fractured his wrist. And Dr. Shumway was the doctor we had seen. Of course, at the time, we didn't have orthopedic services here. So we saw him in Des Moines. So I'm very pleased to be bringing him to Vandy's Medical Center. And I can say firsthand, he is a terrific physician.
Very good.
So a couple other announcements I do want to share. This is a great opportunity. The Vandy's Medical Center Auxiliary is giving out four $1,000 scholarships to 2024 high school graduates or those that may be returning to further their education in the medical field. So the idea is we need to recruit young people to healthcare, and this is a perfect opportunity for those individuals that are interested in pursuing a career in the healthcare field. So the information, the application can be found online if you go to our website, vandeestmc.org, And look under auxiliary. It's in a couple different places. The application is there. It can be downloaded and printed. The deadline for the application is April 15th of this year. So, and of course, the information is available at the counselor's offices throughout the high schools in Hamilton County as well. But want to make sure that we're getting that information out there. We've already had a couple applications come through, and so we're thrilled with that. A lot of people tend to wait till the last minute, but it is a terrific opportunity.
It sure is.
And then, of course, Easter is on its way.
Last day of the month.
I know. We are doing a community Easter egg hunt once again. Our hospital foundation is sponsoring that. It's going to be Saturday, March 30th at 10 o'clock out at the hospital grounds there. And all ages are welcome and encouraged to come. We're going to have four different hunts, 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, and then 8 years and older. And then we have a special hunt that's sensory friendly, and it's for those kids and young adults that have disabilities that they can participate as well. And we are doing this rain or shine, and I probably should also plug snow or shine because I'm checking the forecast regularly. And gosh, next week just looks like a lot of fun and a lot of maybe different precipitation to come our way.
Yeah, change of the seasons.
Yes, but we will be hosting that out there. And if we need to, we can hurry things up if it's chilly, if it's windy, but we're hoping for some nice weather.
Right. Let's hope so anyways. We'll finish up this month of March.
Yes. So again, that is Saturday, March 30th at 10 o'clock.
At Van Deese Medical Center.
Yes, right on the west side. And we'll have some signs up for parking. Last year, we encouraged people to park on the south side. We have more parking available over there. And then the hunts actually take place on the west side of the hospital in the parking lot and grassy areas. And then the older kids were right in front of the patient rooms, and the patients really did get a kick out of that, too.
I bet they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that will do it for my announcements today.
Okay, so a lot going on at Van Deese Medical Center. And today we're going to hear all about functional health and lifestyle modifications. We have Kevin Boltina joining us from 21st Century Rehab. And, Laurie, I'll let Kevin and you take over.
Perfect. Thank you, Pat.
Let me know.
Yes, such a pleasure to have Kevin Boltina with us this morning. Kevin is a doctor of physical therapy with 21st Century Rehab and a familiar face to so many people here in Webster City and throughout Hamilton County. He and his team do a great job providing services to our patients. And today we're going to be talking about functional health. So I'm excited to dive into this topic. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning. It's always fun to come talk about one of my favorite subjects to talk about, physical therapy. Although I confess, as I was trying to, keep my thoughts in order last night and prepare for this, I kind of got distracted filling out my NCAA tournament bracket. And so I may be a little bit disjointed, but by golly, I've got a good bracket going this year, I think.
Well, I hope so. Well, and you got that done just in time, Kevin.
Just in time.
That's right.
It starts tomorrow, actually.
Yes. Well, good luck to you there.
Yeah, thank you. But our topic today is functional health. And functional health is really the definition of what do we need to be able to do to complete all of our activities of daily living, which includes our ability to get in and out of bed in the morning, to get to the bathroom, to get dressed, to prepare a meal, all those things we do during the day, do we have the ability to do that? And certainly, it's becoming a bigger and bigger topic, across health. But it kind of hit home with me not very long ago, actually, where I was just visiting with an old friend that I hadn't seen for a long, long time. I actually played high school football with him, all those years ago. And he was complaining about his knees hurting. And he said, it was all those days, that we played football together. Well, I didn't really remember him having any injuries in high school, that gave him any trouble. But we're just talking, and that's what he kept relating, it's high school football. I said, this guy was a little bit overweight currently. You know, he has a desk job, not very active outside of work. I know he doesn't eat well, and that was kind of my thoughts. Really? It was high school football? It doesn't have anything to do with the last, I'll just say, 20-plus years of, you know, being overweight, not doing all these other things that that we should all do, and it kind of brought me into, you know, thinking more and more about, you know, how do we deal with some of these chronic medical issues, you know, just to be sure that even as we get older, we can maintain our abilities. And that could mean different things for everybody. You know, we're not all trying to win the Tour de France or climb Mount Everest and, you know, need to maintain peak physical performance. But we all do need to be able to maintain our ability to do our basic ADLs. And wherever you, you know, fit on that spectrum of, you know, just your basic needs throughout the day versus, you know, trying to really do neat and fun and exciting things, we want to be sure you have the physical abilities to do that. And, you know, I've long been a proponent that, you know, in physical therapy, we look to take, you know, get to the root of problems. If you're having shoulder pain, we don't want to just give you medicine to take the pain away. We want to find out, why are you having shoulder pain? You know, what movement dysfunction is happening that's bothering your shoulder? Well, functional health takes that even one step farther and looks at not only what's happening with how you're moving your shoulder that's giving you troubles, but what about all your other body systems that can contribute to that? And really looking to address all those situations. And so it's trying to find ways to make the body work most efficiently throughout all its systems, and how even one thing being off can affect so many different, you know, parts of our abilities. Or so we try and really, functional health is trying to bring it all together, you know, our physical function and our sleep patterns and hydration and diet choices and how we breathe, mental health, stress management. I mean, there's just so many different factors that can play into our function.
And I do think, like you mentioned, you shared in your story, Kevin, with your friend, I think so often people zero in on that one part that's just nagging, that's just causing them, like, just wreaking some havoc on them. And the beauty of physical therapy is it does take it all into account. Like, maybe that's where you're feeling it, but what else is going on? You know, it's not just that one part of your body, but let's take a look. And speaking to, you know, like, these different parts of functional health, like you say, we're all at different places. But I mean, I look at it that I want to be able to do these things for as long as I can. It's about quality of life for as long as I'm able to.
Right. And that's certainly the goal, is that, you know, is to promote being able to live the life that you want to live for as long as you can. And that certainly can be different in, you know, or different phases of life. You know, when you're younger, we want to do younger things. You know, I want to ski, I want to still hike, I want to do whatever. You know, as we start to age, maybe some of those goals change. And we need to find ways to, how do I stay in my own home as long as I can? How can I get through my day without having so much pain, or being able to breathe well? All those things. So it's important to still be able to have that assessment of, where are you at currently? What are your goals? And how can we find ways to bridge that gap between the two? So there's lots of different things to talk about and look at. You know, at 21st Century Rehab, we just had a, what they called the hydration challenge, because for most of us, we go through our life dehydrated and way too inactive. So they, just to try and get all of 21st Century employees, you know, to buy into this, we did the hydration challenge, which was, we were supposed to drink water, you know, first thing in the morning, we had to have a 16 ounces of water before your first cup of coffee, and then another 16 ounces of water, you know, really before, you know, you start the rest of your day. So, I mean, you're getting 32 ounces of water right out of the chute, which sounds like a lot, and some of that was hard, but we noticed when we started to be more hydrated, we felt better. We had more energy. We weren't so tired by the end of the day. Just because your body's hydration, so many different things are affected by that. You know, your joints depend on water. Your metabolism depends on water. Your brain function depends on water. All of those things. And if we're too hydrated, or if we're too dehydrated, our body systems will start to show that wear and tear. We may find just that you're more tired during the day, you know, those other things. So as simple as telling people, drink more water, you know, and so our goal is that, and there are certainly some conditions that, you know, we do need to limit your fluid intake, and, you know, that's a good discussion with your physician. But we want to drink, you know, about half your body weight in ounces of water every day. So for someone like me, say 180 pounds, that means 90 ounces of water. No smirking over there, Lord.
Very refreshing.
You know, so that's 90 ounces of water a day, and that's still a work in progress for me, but I'm working on it. You know, maybe I'll just, you know, you see so many people carrying around water jugs or things that they're drinking water out of. It it's becoming a more and more common to see, and that's great because of how that all works.
That's an interesting challenge, actually. Is, I mean, were you, I suppose if you just practice it and keep doing it, you get used to consuming that much water, and it does give you a head start on your hydration for the day, rather than maybe trying to play catch up at the end of the day when you know you're going to be going to bed and you don't want to be up going to the bathroom. Get a good start in the morning.
Yeah, start right away. I found I just had to keep water on my dresser. To you wake up and you head to the shower while you just start to drink out of your water bottle. But that was a good part of the challenge, and it really kind of helped to focus me as to how much of these different changes are important. I mean, we all know we need to be hydrated and all, but somehow we don't necessarily bring that around to practice. But if we do, how much better we feel, you know, our body posture can be another one that can be really important, that's often overlooked. And I just think of even the person that as we age and they start to get that rounding in their back, you know, or the kyphosis, and that's combining with, boy, getting out of breath so easy. And so maybe they get medications to enhance their breathing or open their lungs up. But they're maybe missing the point that as they kind of get that forward bend position and that thoracic kyphosis or that middle back, that compresses their lungs. And they're in that position so their ribs become more stiff and stuck, so they can't expand their ribs to even expand their lungs. And we can give them medication, but if we don't also address the fact that they need to increase their lung function by, you know, trying to get into a more straight alignment and have the rib mobility to be able to allow the lungs to expand and compress, they're still going to be compromised there. So we don't want to look at it as just, well, you're having these breathing problems. We'll give you an inhaler and open your lungs up and you'll be fine. Well, there's still some dysfunction there that needs to be addressed. Or maybe you're getting out of breath because you're not getting up off the couch enough to challenge your lungs and your cardiovascular system. You need to move more. I think there's a great TV commercial that's out now. I don't even know what they're advertising other than they're talking about couch potatoes and they're showing people and they're actually potatoes.
Yes.
And
yes. I think I know what you're talking about there, Kevin.
And it, you know, just the commercial makes me laugh, but it kind of is true in that, you know, as much of us get through life dehydrated, much of us also don't get nearly as much activity as we need throughout the day. So that's important as well. So we got to be hydrated and we have to have good body alignment and posture and we have to be more active. What other things?
Well, let's talk about the sleep. I am such a huge proponent of good sleep. And there are so many people that do not get good sleep.
Hmm.
Maybe talk about what are your recommendations?
Well,
for sleep,
certainly, you know, that's important. A good night's sleep can make all the difference, you know, in how you feel the next day. And, you know, there's lots of talk out there about, you know, different, you know, difficulties people have with sleeping, you know, sleep apnea and, you know, certainly been a big focus lately. But we really recommend trying to get, you know, at least 8 hours of good sleep a night. And that's very variable. For some people, they function very well on 7. For some people, they need 9.
Or 10.
Or 10. But, you know, I think the important part is being restful with, you know, a good night's sleep. And, you know, we hear a lot of talk about, well, what position should I sleep in? And that is important. And I think a lot of the recommendations is people like to sleep in lots of different positions. And that's okay. I mean, maybe sleeping on the stomach is not the most recommended, but people like to sleep on their sides, and that's okay. But we want pillows to support them appropriately. You know, maybe it's that you need a pillow between your knees to keep your hips in good alignment. You know, it's a pillow to support your head where it needs to. And so when we're dealing with people with sleep positions, we often will have all kinds of different pillows and blankets to support them in different positions. You know, and so that's important. We talk a lot about just preparing your sleep environment so that, you know, when it's time to sleep, you're ready to sleep. So maybe that doesn't involve all of your activity occurring right before bedtime. You know, that's not the time to get your body systems all riled up with activity and then try and settle down too quickly. An environment without, you know, lots of screens, you know, blue screens, noise, you know, or that is we try and be quiet. Sleep schedules are important. Just trying to keep on somewhat of a schedule so that your body's not randomly trying to fight sleeping, trying to get to bed early one night, but then up till 2 the next, and it kind of puts your body at odds. So consistency is important.
And I would agree, Kevin. I mean, that is kind of that sleep hygiene, and you hit on so many important factors where it is about consistent bedtime and awake time and keeping the room dark and staying off of, you know, the screens, whether it's computer screen, it's your phone, staying off of social media when you're getting your body ready to sleep and just kind of relaxing it for the day. So great information shared. And this is probably kind of a checklist that you do with patients that come in with all different ailments, is to kind of go through and ask some of these questions about their hydration, their sleep, their diet.
Yes, and more and more so, you know, that's becoming a focus. And we have therapists that are really delving more and more deeply into how all of these factors affect one another, and that we don't want to leave things out, you know, and only address one part. We want to address as many as we can. And what kind of physical therapy talk could we do if we didn't touch on exercise? You know, as we still think that's a huge component to any wellness. And we get a lot of, you know, questions, well, what's the best kind of exercise, or how much, how often? And we, you know, really want to start with what you can do. We want you to get moving, first of all. You know, even if that's just a 5 or 10 minute walk, that's a start. And we want to build from there. You know, we want to get to at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes of good activity at least 5 days a week. And that's different from window shopping or probably walking out to the mailbox. So, you know, we want to do 20 to 30 minutes of good continuous aerobic exercise, where the focus is on exercise. We want to throw in there a day or two of resistive training to really hit the muscles and the core strength. So resistive training thrown into the mix for a couple days is really important. Exercise and activity goes hand in hand with everything that we talk about, but also everything we talk about goes into being able to exercise well as well. You know, you can't exercise well if you're not hydrated or if you don't have the appropriate nutrition, which is a whole other topic, but you can't be active if you're tired, not sleeping well. So it just kind of brings everything around to how every little bit can affect, you know, a different body system or multiple body systems. And so that's where we're trying to be sure that all those different systems are addressed and we can maximize your function.
So true, Kevin. I mean, all of those pieces play a part of a person's overall health and quality of life. And again, the team at 21st Century does a fantastic job. I talk about a busy place. If anybody has questions regarding maybe some issues they're having, best way to get a hold of you or the other therapist.
Well, we're always open for anybody who just wants to stop in and chat with a therapist, kind of even, you know, if they want to just talk over a little bit and see if a therapy program is effective to them. You know, they can always just stop in and ask if one of us is available to talk, or even on the phone. We're happy just to discuss any ways that we may be of help. 832-7735 is our direct line. You know, we do have a great team that specializes in lots of different activities, and even more, we have therapists that are having focus on functional health, you know, and functional health coaches. So we're trying to get to being able to affect all those things. So if you have any questions, please feel free just to stop in, give us a call, or talk to us if you see us on the street.
For sure, and I bet they get that a lot. Great information. Thanks for sharing functional health with our listeners today, Kevin, and thanks for everything you do.
Oh, thank you. Always Absolutely. Fun to be here.
Very good. Well, Lori Foster and Kevin Multina, thanks for joining us today. And, Lori, we'll look forward to another great show next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks so much, Lori. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where their focus is you. And I'm Pat Powers.